Yeah, no problem at all. Literally, I decided to go back to the house because I wanted to try to get some more pictures of Northern Lights because it's supposed to pop up again. So, like, it only, because I've done it a few times, it really only took me about a minute to put this firmware on the radio. But I only really use it for the satellite stuff. So, you know, I've been kind of playing around with what's in here for the talker groups and contacts and whatnot, kind of for my own knowledge, because, I mean, I've got 3 radios with this firmware on, and I probably should start understanding it in case I ever do want to use it for TMR one of these days. But I got that Anytone, and, I mean, that's a really good radio, but you don't need to spend that money. But it's got really good battery life, it's got really good receive, it's got a Bluetooth microphone, Bluetooth headset, it's got a PCT button. Which is kind of cool now that they got firmware to put the tracking of the satellites. There's got to be a way I can put a Bluetooth headphone and then put that PTG button on my antenna. And as long as I find a way to record what's coming through the Bluetooth headphone, I can be almost hands-free operating satellites. So kind of neat. But I'm kind of learning for myself too. It only took like a minute, literally, to put this on there for me, but somebody else would have been reading through the instructions and probably taking them, I bet, an hour. I think that's what it took me the first time I put it on a radio, and I got frustrated, but that's how you learn. WATPT, back to you.